That was really well done. Thanks, kids. Tremendous. Yeah, that's quite an invention, this thing, isn't it? This salty scope. One of the most important things it teaches us is that everywhere in the world there are needs. Wherever you look in the world there are needs. Physical needs, emotional needs, spiritual needs. Of course, the greatest need of all, the most distressing thing of all that we learn from it, is that everywhere in the world there are people who have never come to know the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal Savior from sin. They don't know Him as their own Savior. And even more distressing is the fact that in many parts of the world, there aren't any people there to tell them. There are no Christians. There are some parts of the world where there are simply no Christians. And you know, the Bible tells us what happens to people who die without ever hearing of Jesus Christ. We don't even like to think about it. But it's true. They are eternally separated from God. God Himself says, through the Apostle Paul in Romans 1, that they are without excuse. Now, if they have to hear in order to believe, then somebody has to tell them. And that's what Romans chapter 10 teaches us. I'd like to read just a couple verses. You've heard them before. You're familiar with these verses. Romans 10, 13, "For whoever calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved. How then shall they call on Him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in Him of whom they have they not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher?" Now, a preacher there is not necessarily somebody who stands up in front of the big crowd of people and preaches a sermon. It's somebody who simply proclaims a message, who announces the good news that Jesus Christ died for their sins. There needs to be somebody to tell them, Paul says. They can't believe unless somebody tells them about Jesus Christ and His death on Calvary for their sins. Now, if that's the only way they can get saved, then obviously God wants somebody to go and tell them. He wants Christians to go to every people group in the world and tell them about Jesus. Jesus Himself said, "Go into all the world," He said, "and preach the gospel to every living being." That's our responsibility. He may want you to be one of those who goes to another culture. He may want some of your kids to be one of those who goes to another culture. Some of you adults, we've got people this summer who are ministering in other cultures. How are you going to know whether God wants you to be one of those that He would like to be in another culture telling them about Jesus Christ? You know, many Christians never even consider the fact that Christ may want them to go to another culture. They automatically assume that He wants somebody else to go, that He wants them to stay right where they are, make a lot of money, live comfortably, and let somebody else carry the message of salvation. Ignore those people who are dying without Jesus Christ. But you know, I don't think it's God's plan that 90% of the believers in Jesus Christ in the world are among the 9% of the world that speak English as their first language. Now, that statistic's been floating around a long time, but I'm certain it's still relatively close to the way it is. 90% of the world's believers among those whose first language, whose mother tongue, is English. Surely God intends that people in other parts of the world hear about Him too. He said to go into all the world and communicate the gospel to every living being. Some of us evidently are not paying attention to what God wants us to do. How are we going to know if He wants us to go? I'd like to make a few suggestions tonight, just really briefly. But I think they'll help us to capitalize on what the kids have already taught us. And it's been a great message they've taught us. But let me just make a few suggestions that might help us, all of us, know whether God wants us to go. The first thing is we need to acknowledge that it's our responsibility to communicate the gospel of Jesus Christ wherever we are. If God wants us to stay right here in Escondido, then it's our responsibility to share with those people around us God's message of salvation in Jesus Christ. The love of God found in the person of Jesus Christ. But we need to acknowledge that God may want us to go somewhere else to tell people and keep our hearts open to that possibility. That's the first thing. The second thing I would suggest is to do what the kids said in their song called I Want to Know. And that is learn about people in various parts of the world. God can burden our hearts with the needs of the world more readily when we're familiar with those needs. So read about people in different parts of the world. Be aware of what's going on in the world. Frankly, it's kind of depressing to watch the news. I don't watch it often. But when I do, I try to watch it with an eye to seeing what's going on in the world, where the greatest needs are, where God wants me to be focusing my prayers. Know what's going on in the world. God can work in our hearts better if we know what's happening. A third suggestion I would make is to pray for our missionaries. Read their prayer letters. Pick out the prayer requests in those letters that are published in the bulletin each week. Then mention those specific requests when we pray. The more you think about missions, the more possible it is for God to tell us what He wants us to do with regard to a cross-cultural ministry. So get involved. Get involved by praying. The fourth thing I would suggest is get to know your missionaries. Get to know the missionaries supported by this church. Read their books. Mission biographies, other missionary books. Have them in your home when they're in town. Ask them questions. Learn as much as you can about their ministries. Attend missionary conferences. Listen to them to share their ministries and tell about their work. Get financially involved in their work. Get involved with our missionaries. That's going to help. The more familiar we become with missionary work, the more open we'll be to getting involved. And I think we're all a little fearful of the unknown. So the more we know, the easier it'll be for the Lord to guide us and direct us and help us. We won't be among those who just assume that God wants us to stay here, make a lot of money, live comfortably, and let somebody else carry the gospel cross-culturally. We just won't assume that. We'll assume that maybe God wants us to do that if we get involved by getting to know our missionaries. But the most important thing of all, the fifth thing I'd like to share, is to be willing to do whatever God wants us to do. And that is yield our lives to Him. Say, God, here's my life. Here's my body. I want you to take this body, these eyes, this mouth, this tongue, these feet, these hands. I want you to use me wherever you want me to be used, Lord. I'm going to yield my life to you. You know, we may never hear God's directions until we first make that decision. Give Him our lives. Yield Him our bodies. It was about a century ago, nearly a century ago, that a young man named C.T. Studd was born into a very wealthy British family. He was an outstanding athlete. He starred in sports at Cambridge University. But during the course of his university training, he went to an evangelistic service conducted in Great Britain by D.L. Moody, and he came to know Jesus Christ as his personal Savior from sin, and he yielded his life to the Lord. He dedicated himself to be used of God any way God would see fit. Shortly after his graduation from university, he stunned his nation by giving away his fortune, and his family was very, very wealthy. He gave it all away. He left the world of sports, where he was acclaimed to be a hero and had a great future cut out for him, and became a missionary to China. And when he was asked why he did it, he said this: if Jesus Christ is God's Son, who sacrificed Himself for me, then no sacrifice is too great for me to make for Him. That's why he did it. Now the question is, do we believe that Jesus Christ is God's Son, who gave Himself for our sins? If we do, are we willing to make any sacrifice He calls on us to make to carry the message of salvation to those who've never heard of Him, who don't know Him personally? You see, if He gave Himself for us, then the least we can do is give Him ourselves, our bodies, our wills. Paul said it, I beseech you therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Do you have a heart to change the world? If your heart is open to what the Spirit of God is doing in your life, you've yielded your life to Him, and maybe He's speaking to you, even through this junior musical tonight, this kids' praise musical. Maybe He's saying, yes, I want you to be among those who carries this fantastic message of eternal salvation, forgiveness, and life to those who have never heard. Maybe even tonight there'll be some who will be willing to yield their lives to the Lord Jesus and say, Lord, I'm available. I want to do your will. I hope that's true. Let's pray. Lord, I want to thank you for these kids, for the message they've communicated tonight. I pray, Lord, that message will stick in their hearts and minds for a long time to come, years to come. Lord, I pray that some of them will say, yes, Lord Jesus, here's my heart, here's my life. Take me and use me in whatever way you see fit. And then I pray, Lord, that we who have listened will be challenged by what they've said to us tonight. And we'll have open hearts to you and to your guidance and to your leading. And be willing to do your will, whatever that involves. We ask it, Lord, in our Savior's matchless name. Let's stand together, shall we? Let's just be dismissed as we continue to pray. Father, we ask that you'll send us forth with the desire to share with others, right here where we live, and then to the ends of the earth, this glorious message of forgiveness and life and salvation, your love in the person of our Lord Jesus Christ. Dismiss us, we pray, with that desire in our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen.